Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I've got an interview with the awesome Pietro Ferracini. I hope I've said his name correctly. And he is one of the developers of FocusPro.ai, a tool developed for those with dyslexia and ADHD to help them stay focused. We all know what a problem that can be. We all know the challenges. And what I really liked about it when he got in touch with me is this tool kind of supercharges what I already do in my day-to-day life to stay on track. So I hope you really love this interview. We talked very candidly about dyslexia and ADHD. He has both as well. And this is a tool he's developed to help himself and to help others like him. So let's dive in. I'll pop all the links in the show notes. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I have a guest, which is rare these days. I usually just like to talk about myself. So, and my experiences and my journey, but the awesome Pietro, am I saying your name right, Pietro? Is that correct?
100%. Pietro Ferracini.
Oh, that is a great name. That is a stunner. I like nice, interesting names. Being over in New Zealand, we're a little simpler over here in naming. And you reached out to talk a little bit about your product with me around a product called Focus Pro you're developing to help those with ADHD and dyslexia, you know, really thrive at work, because we know it's a bit challenging when it comes to productivity, efficiency, effectiveness. I think everyone, you know, the thing we get asked the most, how do I get more done in my day without stressing about everything? And I think for this podcast, let's start off a little bit about your story, mate, because you're dyslexic and have ADHD, is that correct? Or you've been diagnosed?
Yeah. So yes, Stephen. So let me give you a little background. So I happen to be primarily dyslexic. I've been diagnosed when I was in elementary school, so very little. Thank God I had a teacher that understood really quickly that I was a smart kid, but I was not performing in written tests. So there was something that was off there. And then since then, the ADHD sort of diagnosis tagged along, and pretty much that has been my sort of a process. And over the years, I've built some companies, some startups during university. I traveled and lived abroad. And that has sort of like shaped a little bit my mentality towards solving problems. And I feel that that has been very much influenced by the fact of being dyslexic, right? So what we do is that we're faced with problems all the time into the modern society that is not made for people like us. And therefore, we need to sort of like jump those obstacles and find our way through those obstacles. And that is something that most of the people don't really get to experience. And I think that was the fundamental part that pushed me to become an entrepreneur, solving problems, because dyslexia is a problem that you need to solve at times. It has a lot of positive things to it, which I love, like the fact of being creative, lateral thinking, having this problem solving skills that's just innate because of the difficulties that we have to go through. So cheers up everyone that's dyslexic.
Oh, mate, it's so common, right? Like we are problem solvers. And I think, you know, it's the only way to get forward in our lives, because we're always hitting these walls. And you can either sit there and worry about the problems, or you can go, how do we solve this? What can I do differently? What can I change? What can I seek out? And I love that you've gone down this path, because one of the most common questions we get asked is, how do I become more efficient, effective at work? How do I actually do a to-do list that works? And we've got a few things we teach off kind of offline. But when it comes to actually booking stuff into your calendar, when I saw your product, I really connected with it, because my calendar looks a lot like what you've created. And you've just put a bit more structure around it, which is really helpful for those getting started, right?
Yeah, let me tell you about it. So the idea has started simply because from a personal problem. So being dyslexic and ADHD, I always struggle a little bit with organization, with understanding my priorities are, and with executing. Especially if tasks are not fun, it's hard to get started and to finish them ultimately, right? So what I did over the years, since I've always been someone that likes to do stuff and is engaged, I ran an entrepreneurial community while I was at university and doing my business. So at some point I had a lot of balls to juggle, and you're forced to become good at organizing your time because you literally have so little of it. And so what I did is I found some instruments that helped me. The prime instrument has been the calendar, the digital calendar, a place where I could plan ahead, visualize the days, visualize my day, and sort of like break it down into portions. Say, okay, this is the time when I'm going to work out, and it's going to be me time. Then it's going to be when I'm going to be at university, and then I'm going to work on my business. And those are separate moments, and that has helped me so much, as well as having meetings inside and things I need to remember. So having the notification that brings my attention back, because we tend to, lose track of time. And so the calendar can, if you have it often there on your laptop, it helps you to like go back to those moments. And the second instrument that has helped me hugely is something called the Eisenhower metrics. And for people that have never heard of that, it's a former US president who invented this technique, or at least is attributed to him, where pretty much you need to rank all your tasks or your decisions based on two axes. So on one axis you have the urgency, and on the other one you have the importance. And that creates automatically four squares. And each task that you need to do falls in one of those four squares. And I used to do this in a written form. Like every day I would, make those four quadrants and write down the things that need to get done, that either came from the day before that were left behind, or that were new and were just coming through the day. And I was always sort of like forced to choose in which quadrant to put it based on the urgency and importance. And this has helped me so much that I was like, I think that other people can benefit from those two instruments. And so I decided to create a digital version of those, integrating your calendars into one and having an automated task manager that sort of tells you each day what are the most important things you should be focusing on. So cutting out the distractions from your long to-do list and instead focusing on what really matters. So that's a little
Such a
bit the product.
it's a good idea. And for everyone listening, I will put the video out of this call as well, just so we can kind of show you as well. But I think one of the key things to be aware of here and why I kind of connected with this product is, calendars work for those with ADHD and dyslexia. Now, you're kind of thinking to yourself, God, do they work for us? Well, it's only if you know how to use them. And for years, and I've said this on the podcast before, color coding my days in Google Calendar, which is what I use, adding emojis personally, I've loved just to kind of break up the monotony of these ridiculous calendars has been really helpful. And really trying to partition my day. So everything I really need to do is in there. Now, I personally use a, I use, we, there's a product we have called To-Do List Bingo, which teaches people how to prioritize in a certain way offline. But what I do after I've created that is I make sure that is then mimicked in my calendar. And that's so vital, right? Is you actually have to work out what are your priorities, what actually has to be done, and also kind of getting a realistic understanding of time frames, because the dyslexic mind, especially, and ADHD, I see a lot as well. We're very poor at understanding how long things take. The average entrepreneur I talk to says, "Oh, I have my business up and running in 6 months." And my rule of thumb is times that by three and times the cost by three. And then you're probably a bit closer, right? Have you had that experience, mate?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I've started this business I think 8 months ago, and I thought, I was gonna deliver a product right away and we're gonna hit like 1 million users so fast. But the road is way steeper than you think. There are way more obstacles in the way that you would even imagine, and therefore things takes way longer. And going back to the fact that we underestimate how much and how long tasks will take, that is so true. And I find it by myself all the time. And I've talked to people, like I've interviewed more than 70 neurodiverse professionals to sort of build this product, so to understand how they work, what techniques do they use to get stuff done, and what are their weaknesses, right? So then I could sort of like pull together also the strengths and weaknesses of different people to make something better. And I found some people that were doing something really funny. They would, at the end of the day, fill back their calendar with what they did. because they were incapable of planning ahead and sort of like knowing when to do what. But at least they would just be accountable on the things that they did by writing them down in their calendar and saying, oh, wow, I spent 2 hours just walking the park. And my goal today was to get that essay written, but I just didn't. I just did something else. So only that awareness was useful for them. Still not the perfect solution, but already interesting.
And I think that's the killer, right? Is we're always hunting for this perfect solution. And I'm sad to say there is no such thing in any way of life. Even though, and what I say around dyslexia about this is in our brains, we can create perfection. Our brains are designed to create the perfect picture. We can feel that picture in life. But then to turn that into reality, we have this real disconnect. And tools like what you're creating helps us get a bit more awareness and clarity. Like, I'll be honest, when you use tools like this or calendars when you begin, it's frustrating. You're going to completely mess up your time frames. You're going to completely get things wrong. You're going to be pushing tasks from one day to the next, right? That just naturally happens. And you're going to go, oh, I said half an hour, but actually it's going to be an hour and a half. And that's natural. But what happens with awareness and consistency, which is not always our natural friend, is we learn and build momentum, and then that's when it starts to work. Like my calendar is so tight these days. And again, does that mean that I don't push tasks from one day to the next? I do it all the time, but at least I'm clear on it. I don't lose it. I don't forget it because it's in my calendar. And I've made a conscious decision to push it rather than forget it, which is very common, right? If we don't have it written somewhere or
100%.
in some format, it goes.
Yeah, and it's so true. And based on this knowledge, actually, we built one feature that I love personally, which is called Something Left Behind. And what literally is when you plan tasks into your calendar and you for some reason you don't complete them, you know. Sometimes happen that someone calls you up and the time that you have scheduled for a meeting or for like working on a specific task has to be shifted. But what we suck at is really remember to finish that thing that we started or that we wanted to start. And therefore, having technology do that job for you, I feel it's something invaluable. Having a second brain that reminds you, hey, you need to finish that thing. So I'll take it back into your list. And then you have to replan it consciously into another time and dedicate, a piece of your day to it if you really want to get it done. Because sometimes you really understand that you've so many things in your to-do list that are often too much that you can get rid of. They're not really necessary. They are like things that you have already done. And so like being conscious on what you prioritize is very important. And so the questions that we ask of how important is this task to reach your goals, it's a crucial one because it makes you feel like, okay, is this really something I want to be intentional about? Or can this just wait? And I find that super useful, personally, at
I
least.
love it. I love that. And again, it's all these little lessons you're learning over this process that, in our minds, when we start stuff like this, the minute the product's released, you kind of think, I'm going to be a billionaire tomorrow helping all these people. And I was like, and then you're like, oh, this is going to take time. I'm going to have to test it. I'm going to have to get feedback. And I think, but what I see with your product is all these learnings that you're putting into it, and you're keeping it really sharp and tight around the ADHD dyslexia side. And what I see a lot, if I'm honest, is dyslexia gets missed a lot in these type of products. They get very trickled down on the ADHD front. I think I was mentioning this before to you, before the podcast, is dyslexia is kind of like the unthought of cousin of ADHD and autism at the moment. And I think once people kind of learn how to use grammar tools and those type of things, they kind of presume that dyslexia disappears, where it truly doesn't. If my calendar wasn't multicolored, if it didn't have emojis, if I hadn't practiced with it, I wouldn't use it. It would bore me to death. I couldn't even see the lines. It would just be so boring, I just never look at it. But because changing the way we operate with these tools for the way the dyslexic mind works, the way the ADHD mind, the neurodiverse mind works, it's kind of like you're actually, and I use an example. It's kind of like the dyslexic person was given a six-speed Ferrari as a brain. The dyslexic mind is a six-speed, beautiful Ferrari. It is a beast. It has all these buttons you don't know about. And the neurotypical person has a has a Corolla, or trying to think of a good Italian example, maybe a little Fiat,
A Fiat,
you know,
yeah, just
something
a
like
Fiat
that.
500.
Fiat 500, a little automatic one. It's not even manual. It, you know, and they've been taught through school all their life how to drive a little automatic. You know, that's what they've been driven, you've been taught. And when you're taught to drive an automatic, I'm going to tell you, you're going to struggle driving a six-speed Ferrari. You know, you're going to be clinking it. Some of you are going to be crashing, all of this stuff. And what I see here is you've taken the bones of the Fiat and you've added in these features to a calendar that helps people drive that six-speed Ferrari that's in their brain that they're struggling with. Does that kind of feel right to you?
Yeah, no, I feel absolutely right. I mean, I wish we already had accomplished that mission, but I think we're in the process of getting there. And as you said, the dyslexic brain, the ADHD brain, in general, neurodiversity is so complex and so different that a one-fit-all solution does not exist. What we can do is, though, create a framework, something that you can play with, you can modify to your needs. And really use it like a Play-Doh, right? You're gonna shape it the way that it makes sense to you, but you need to learn how to use it. And that's also why we're working now on a little coaching next to it that can help people understand their current productivity system. How are they doing things? What is there that can be improved? How can they use this tool to achieve more? Because it's so easy, right, to start one things and then forget about it. I see it all the time with my users. They're very intentional. They want to get better. They want to perform in their career. They want to reach that personal goal that is so dear to them. We're very ambitious sometimes, but life comes around and then you forget about that thing. You started using this tool, you forget about it. But when you actually understand how to take advantage of it, then you create that because you see that you're actually making progress towards what matters to you, and then you go back to those things. So it's having that system that I feel it's really crucial. And we're finding that just throwing a tool out there doesn't work. We need to pair it with some type of coaching that explains the benefits, that teach you a structure that works well for you. Because as I said, we're so different that there's no tutorial that I can give to you that is gonna, totally resonate with you. You need some type of customization in that sense.
And you're spot on. And I think what I loved about your site, and again, for anyone who's listening to this on the podcast or watching this, I will make sure there's a link to Focus Pro that'll take you through it and more. We're not going to do a full demo on this just because the majority of our listeners are listeners, not watchers. And so it won't make a lot of sense. But again, Focus Pro, what I love about what you've done is you've kept it focused, hilariously enough, is that you haven't gone too wide. You know, I see some products in this industry where you see a lot of dyslexic and ADHD creators get really excited and they try and build features that they shouldn't into a simple product. And I think what I like about what I've seen so far is you have stuck to what you're doing. And I think as well, the coaching idea makes sense. And if you can build it into the process of the tool in very simple 2, 3, 4 minute videos, keep it really tight. Because we all have the attention span of a gnat, you know, we're all kind of, you know, here. And we can keep it tight and relevant. And again, as well, people can start playing with the tool while they're learning, you know, because a lot of us, how many of us go through those? We jump into a product, we don't actually watch the how to use it. We X out of that, right? And just start playing. That's our standard process, right? And trying to
That
think
is
about
the,
how. Do you get it? Does that kind of make sense to you?
Oh no, it totally resonates. I'm the first one who just skips the tutorial because I want to see the product. But I'm also at the same time now the product manager who needs to build that tutorial, and I know it's gonna get skipped, and that is very frustrating. So I really need to sort of like put myself into my own shoes when I try something new and see, okay, what is the best way actually to communicate this process and the benefits out of it to the person that is coming to the site. And so I think that what this free coaching that we are offering can really help out because you're talking to a human first of all. So that is something that a lot of people don't really offer because our time is very valuable as human now, we're always so busy, and an offering that is kind of crazy. But if you feel that that human touch is going to help you out, kickstart that journey And you can, you know, try for free at focuspro.ai, or you can always reach out to me at pietroferracini@gmail.com. I'll always get back to people. I love chatting. And as I said, I spoke with already 70 of you guys that I call knowledge workers who happen to be ADHD or dyslexic that have problems. And it's so funny how much I, and probably you, Stephen, as well, can relate to their little tiny difficulties that we just see every day.
Exactly. And I think, you know, as you're talking about coaching, as you go through it, what works for me and what works for people I know is the little question mark tool tips. Put them everywhere. Have them everywhere. If you're going to have a 2-minute video, put it attached to that tool tip, because we like to discover treasure. You know, we're always playing games. So, you know, if I'm going to go through any tutorial, I'm going to think I know it before I don't. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to dive in. And so, but if I start playing with something and want to go, why did they put this in here? That's when I want to see something that's sharp, short, to the point, that really explains the why and the purpose behind it. Because, you know, we're driven, you know, the neurodiverse mind is driven by why. If you can't tell someone why something is working, they're like, why? What's the point? It's a waste of my life. So you need to actually not even explain how to do something. We can work out the how, but we struggle sometimes with why is this actually going to change my life? What's the story behind this feature? Like you mentioned around the American president who's escaped my mind.
Eisenhower.
Yeah, that's the one. If you can embed in my head why that's valuable really quickly when you open that for the first time, here's 60 seconds on, or not, you know, keep it as short as sharp as possible. And I'm like, oh, that's why this is here. That makes sense. Then I'm now starting to identify with the product. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, totally. And I think I'm going to come home from this podcast with some interesting ideas on how to explain it to people better. So thank you for your input, Stephen. And that is absolutely true. I tend to act the same, meaning that if someone tells me the why behind something, I'm way more energetic about it. I would give it a second try. I would, you know, go that extra mile because I know why I'm doing it. I hate being told what to do. Maybe the dyslexic mind, maybe it's me, hard to tell, but I hate that unless you give me like a sound reason and your point of view, and there I can empathize. I can see things from your eyes and then probably, you know, be the best version of myself.
I love it, mate. That's perfect. And I think, you know, there's a real product here out there, guys. And, you know, just to thank you for your time today, because I think everyone out there, I would recommend if you use Google Calendar, if you're in your calendar a lot, maybe you don't use a calendar because it just frustrates you, is give this focuspro.ai a go. It's free at the moment to join. The team are just looking for as much feedback as possible. You know, I have no doubt everyone out there has a billion ideas. So I know Pietro is going to be, you know, deciding which ones to take and which ones not to, but there are, you know, getting tools like this that work for our minds are the game changers. It's kind of like supercharging what you already do. So I'd recommend giving it a try. Sign up for free. Test it out. Give them some feedback. Because, you know, us helping the community helps, right?
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. It's exactly the case. We're just trying to make this thing better before we sort of like release it to the major public and start marketing it out. We want to make sure that it delivers value to you, that it works, and it adds value to your life, and you can actually reach that potential and go that extra mile. Because and this is the last thing I promised, even like I really feel that the neurodiverse mind is so unique, so beautiful, because it's different, and we have an advantage over the neurotypical people because we are framed in a different way, and therefore yes, we might have those limitations in the modern life where there is written text or there is too much information and our brain sort of freezes out. But also we have a lot of skills, a lot of innate abilities that can be leveraged and that we should really be thankful of. A lot of people feel like, oh, I'm neurodiverse, I'm different, I'm bad, I'm wrong, and they struggle with their self-esteem. But I encourage you guys to learn about also the uplifting things that come with being neurodiverse. some people that are artistic are super geniuses because they can really focus on something and understand it from every type of angles. I wish I had that. And so, embrace your neurodiversity, embrace your potential, and really go out there and kick some ass. That's my advice.
What a fantastic end to the podcast. Thank you so much for your time. And everyone listening, guys, I'll just say I'll pop links everywhere I can find a place. And make sure you subscribe to The Truth About Dyslexia. We're always here to help you and others. And thanks for everyone who shares and rates the podcast. See you guys.